Okay, my friends, I told you last week that we were going to switch places, myself and Rabbi Kallis, but Rabbi Kallis has a conflict in schedule, so we couldn't do that. So we have to figure out how to juggle our different speaking engagements or situations. But tonight I'm going to speak to you about Parshas Lech Lecha. Kama dakot, kama milim. There's a few people that are chazering for their Bechina, second Seder over there in Ezrat Nashim. So Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Torah going on over here at Matzah Shabbos. I would like to share with you fascinating, I love this stuff, about from the Arizal, about this week's Parsha. Blow your mind. The Arizal says, Slicha, I apologize. Before we say, I wanted to say a story of a tzaddik. We spoke about Matzah Shabbos. There's the inyan of telling Sipuri Tzaddikim. I'll tell you a quick story about the Rashash. The Rashash was a very wealthy person. He was a banker. He had a lot of money. Rab Shimon Strashun, I don't know exactly how to pronounce his name. He was a very wealthy banker. As a matter of fact, he was also a Talmud Chacham. As a matter of fact, he's in the back of the Gemara. He's one of the Pirushim in the back of the Gemara. He managed to get there because he printed his own Gemara and put his Pirushim in. So apparently there's a precedent for something like David Hofstetter printing his own Chumash with his own Pirush. And so the Rashash was a very wealthy man. And it's a classic Pirush, by the way, the Rashash. Mamish, a classic, the Rashash's Pirush. What he was zeicha to, it's called shtei shulchanos, which means that he was zeicha to, on the one hand, be very wealthy, on the other hand, be a phenomenal Talmud Chacham with tremendous bikiyas. And Torah was clearly his the most important thing in his life. And you can tell from this story, which was one time the Rashash was learning, and being a banker, people took out loans and borrowed money from him. So someone had borrowed money from the Rashash and came to pay back the money while he was learning, and he just like slipped it underneath the back flap of his Gemara. And he's in the middle of learning, you know, it wasn't... And he forgot about it. Now the Rashash had, of course, like every good banker, there was documentation of the loan. So he came when the loan was mature and he called the guy over and he said, listen, you know, you got to pay back the loan. So the person that borrowed the money said, what do you mean I paid you the money? He said, you didn't pay me the money. You never paid me the money. He said, of course I paid you the money. It was a large sum of money. It wasn't like, you know, here's another 50 bucks, goodbye. It was a large sum of money. He said, I paid you the money. And the Rashash said, you didn't pay me the money. And they went back and forth, and they ended up in Beis Din. Now, going to Beis Din with the Rashash, whether you win or you lose. And he lost. But he didn't just lose the Torah, he lost his reputation. He lost, like, he became like an outcast. Like, what, you're arguing with the Rashash? You're lying to the Rashash? Trying to cheat the Rashash? Well, Rabbi Yisai, even the Rashash is human. So the story goes that one day when he was learning that Gemara again, he, all of a sudden, there's an envelope over there. He says, what's this envelope of cash doing over here? And either it said the name, or he remembered, and he says, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So he goes back to this other person they had the dinner with, and he said to him, I have to apologize, because I was wrong and you were right. And I want to ask mechila. So the person says, I'm going to be mechila. He says, I want to undo the damage. He said, let me explain to you the damage. The damage is that I have a daughter that's single, and no one's willing to do a shidduch with me, because I became like the enemy of the Rashash, so I'm the enemy of everybody. So the Rashash said, I'm going to do the shidduch with you. Rashash had a son, and he told the son that he wants him to I don't know if he told him to marry her or told him to go out with her, but the Rashash himself did the shidduch in order to like prove to everyone that he wasn't just like saying, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong, but really this person was not guilty of his sin, and that was his way of trying to rectify the mistake that happened. Anyway, this week's parsha, I'd like to share with you parsha's Lech Lecha. Masha katuv be Arizal, ala pasuk. Katuv be pasuk. Ve'yikhu es loit, ve'es rechushoy ben achi Avram. this is the pasuk that's speaking about Lot, and there was a fight with the different, the four kings and the three kings and the whole situation. Omer Arizal, yesh po remez nifla. Vayikhu es Lot ve'es rechushoy ben achi Avram. Rechushoy ben achi is Rashi Tevos. Rechushoy ben achi is Rashi Tevos. Anyone? Rechushoy ben achi is Rashi Tevos. Huh? Can hear you. Rava. As Arizal omer, Rashi Tevos Rava. Kasher haklipos shavu es loit, gam es nishmas rovu rova shavu imoy. The neshama of Rava, there was an Amoira by the name of Rava. Anyone know who Rava and Rava's like famous? Who's his like, who's this duo? Abaye and Rava. Rava's neshama was there, that whole story with Lot. Lot came out, says the Arizal, not only Lot, nishmas Rava shavu imoy. What in the world does that mean? Arizal, Rabbi Yisai. Blow your mind. So there is a pirish called the Megala Amukos. Megala Amukos means he reveals the depths, and the reason he's called that is because it's very, very deep. Megala Amukos is buried in Krakow, Rabbi Yisai last year, and the Megala Amukos says as follows. He says, based on this Arizal, he says, who are these kings you were speaking about? Amraphel was Melech Bavel. And they were Shehayu Be'emek HaMelech. The pasuk speaks about the Arba Malachim were Be'emek HaMelech. So he says there's an Amkus. You know what Amkus means? It's deep. There's an Amkus, there's an Omek that exists in Bavel. Because we learn, says the Megala Amukos, something called Talmud Bavli. Our Gemara comes from Bavel, and our Gemara is very deep. There's a difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi. No one learns Yerushalmi. I mean, not no one, I shouldn't say that. After you finish Bavli, you get to Yerushalmi. All of the lumdis, the depths, is all in Bavel. Omek. That's what the Pasuk says. Says the Megala Amukos. This Melchoma between the four kings and the three kings happened in the Omek of Bavel. So in the Amkas of Bavel, do you know who's the classic Amoira? It's Rav and Abai. It's Nifla. I don't remember who says, I wanted to ask Rabbi Silver, maybe Rabbi Testinos, that there's no three consecutive blot without Rav and Abai. Who says that? Yadua, that you cannot find three consecutive blot without Rav and Abai. That means Rav and Abai are all over Bavli. They're all over the place. These are the classics. So bo navin, bo ninaset, let's try to understand what in the world is going on over here. And listen to this beautiful, beautiful Dvar Torah. Like I said to you, this is not, in general, we try to quote here from the Shvilei Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman. In the beginning of the parasha, it says, Vayoma Avram, hein li lo yinasata zera, Kodesh Baruch Hu lo natan lo, he didn't give him yet offspring. V'hine ben beisi yorish oisi, so v'hine dvar Hashem elov leimu, Hashem speaks to Avram, and he says, lo yirosh chazeh, it's not going to be Eliezer, ki im asher yetzi mimiyechu yirashecha. Listen to what he says. What does Hashem do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avram Avinu outside. He was apparently inside his tent. Takes him out of the tent. He says, Tistakel lemala, look up. Usvara koichovim, count the stars. This will so will be your children. As yesh po sheila pshuta. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to take Avraham Avinu outside and say, look at the stars? He could have just told him, your children will be like the stars. I've been seeing the stars before, you know what I mean? He says, just like the stars. What do you have to do? Come outside, I'm going to take you out. HaBeit HaShemayim, and look at the stars. What's going on over here? What is the significance? Aside from which, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised him, he's going to have children, Ka'afar Ha'oretz. What's the significance of what's happening? Okay. So, the Gemara and Sukkah speaks about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara in Sukkah says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew everything. Shelo hiniach mikro mishne. He didn't, there wasn't a mikro he didn't know, it wasn't a mishne he didn't know, it wasn't a Gemara he didn't know, it wasn't a halachas he didn't know, it wasn't a goddess, diktuke Torah, diktuke Sefer, hakol. And Davar Gadol, Davar Katan. What's Davar Gadol? Maisa Merkava. He knew even like Hashem's chariot, which is Sefer Daniel. It's like really, really deep stuff with different animals and different forms and different things. That's like Maisa Merkava is Yecheskel Ben Buzi. It's like very, very intense stuff. Sefer Yecheskel. And Davar Katan is Havayas Abaye and Rava. The exchange between Abaye and Rava. The exchange between Abaye and Rava. Okay. The Gemara in Brachas, this is going to be, Rabbi say, the Pesach. We're about to open the key. We're going to open up the sugya as follows. Abaye and Rava have a Yasvi Kameh de Rabba. Abaye and Rava were sitting in front of Rabba. They were young kids. I mean, they were still budding Talmid Chacham, but young. Amalu Rabba, Lemi Mevarchin. Who do you make a bracha to? Amrulei Rachamono. They said to Hashem. Make a bracha to Hashem. V'rachmona Hecha Yosef. Where is Hashem? This is the exchange between Rabba and Abaye and Rava. Rava Achvi Lishmei Tlola. Rava pointed up. To the roof. To the roof. Abaye, Nofik Livro, Abaye went outside, Achvi Klape Shmaya, and he pointed up, outside. Amrile Rava, Rabba, I'm sorry, Rabba, who's the one who's asking these questions, Tarvayu Rabbanon Yahavu, they're both going to be big rabbis. These two people are going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Which means that when you already see a small pumpkin, you could already tell if it's going to be good or not. These boys, they're going to be huge. That's what Rabbi said. So, whoa, what's going on here? You ask every little kid, where's Hashem? Hashem is here, Hashem is there. What? But what's the two of them? I mean, I can hear maybe Abaye got out of the room. Maybe what's Abaye and what's going on between Rabbi and Abaye over here? What's the situation? So says the... Says the Rav Pinchas Friedman, he says the following thing. It was a yisoidistic of fundamental machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Rava said, Hashem is here, he pointed to the roof. He said, there's a roof here, there's a protection, there's a base medrash. You stay in the base medrash, you stay protected, you keep yourself clustered up, and you could then establish a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and find him. Find him in an enclosed area. Stay away from anything that's going to like try to influence you. Just close yourself up. That's what Rava said. And Abaye said something else. Abaye said, go out there, get out from inside of your environs. Go out there, and a person can find a Kadosh Baruch Hu also in the world. What Abaye was saying was, Rava was saying, you should be nishar bebeis medrash. Now what was Abaye saying? Abaye was saying a person can go out, and there could be an awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu even outside of the beis medrash. These are two different approaches. There's an approach of Rava, and Rava's approach is just stay away from people. Just keep yourself in an enclosed area. Don't talk to anyone. Just sit and learn and daven, and you'll get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Abaye says something else. Abaye says, get out there and help with a movement, and let's try to get other people. We're trying to create that there should be like a momentum, that there should be a renaissance. Get out and get other people involved in Avodas Hashem. That was Abaye. And Rava says, no, let's just take care of ourselves. This is Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Rava says, points to the roof, we're going to stay in here. And Abaye goes out. Says, Rabba, they're both going to be big time in the There's two mahalchim. Elo ve'elo divrei Elokim chayim. There's two mahalchim. So we spoke about this a little bit before. But the Chassam Sofer brings the following thing. There was a person by the name of Chanoich. Vayishalech Chanoich Esu Elokim. Chanoich followed Hashem. Ve'einenu ki lokach oisa Elokim. He wasn't here anymore. Hashem took him away. This was before the whole thing that happened with Avram Avinu. There was Chanoich. Chanoich also followed HaKadosh Baruch. And the Targum Yoenison says, what does it mean? Ki lokach oisa Elokim. Hashem gathered him up. Hashem took him. He didn't die. Chanoich actually went up to Shamayim. And the Targum Yoenison says, Vayikra v'koreshmei matatroin safra rava. He was called matatroin, which means Chanoich became an angel. He became a malach. He was a human, Chanoich. V'nishapech liyos malach. The name of the malach, matatroin. We spoke about matatroin in the past. Al kolponim, hachsam soifer masbir. שיש חילוק גדול בין אברהם אבינו ו... and this Malach who was originally Chanoich. What's the difference? Chanoich, his Mahalach was, listen, the world's crazy. I'm just gonna close myself off. I'm gonna stay here. I'm just gonna serve a Kodesh Baruch. And Avram Avinu said, I'm gonna make a change, a difference in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Lech lecho me'artzucho me'ladcho me'savicho. Omer Chassam Sofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu, you go make a difference in the world. You get out there. You tell people. You try to like influence people. That was Avram Avinu. Lech lecho. Go on a journey. Don't stay where you are. And Chanoich was different. Chanoich, he stayed where he was. Omer Chassam Sofer, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't need Chanoich in this world. Because you're going to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can do that up there, the same way you do it down here. Chanoich became a Malach. At that time, Kadosh Baruch Hu needed Avram Avinu out there, that he should make that change, make the revolution that was necessary. And these are these two different personalities that we exist. Now we understand, Ulaik Tzat, Apshat. Abai and Rava is having this machloikas. Abai and Rava, the machloikas is whether a person should try his hardest to just worry about himself, think about his own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or get out there and try to influence others. Avram Avinu was a bechina, we'll say it was a bechina of Abaye, which means Abaye left the house. Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Avram, go out of the tent. He was telling him, Avram, Haita Shemaima, look up to the stars, just like Abaye. When Rabbi asked him, where is Hashem? He went out. He says, Avram, your tafkid is to go out, and that's what the pasuk says. In next week's parasha, V'hu yoishev pesach ha'oil kechoim hayoyim. That he was sitting there at the entrance of the tent. In the heat of the day, Rashi says, Lirois im yesh oiver v'shav u'yachnisam lebesa. I want to see if there's people that are oiver v'shav, which means he's seeing if people were doing the wrong thing, they're being oiver on return Hashem v'shav, and he's bringing them back. That was Avram Avinu. But there's another characteristic. And it's also extremely important, because we need to have something here for people to come back to. For sure it's important to do Kiruv. Avram Avinu was the semel of Kiruv. But we need something to come back to. That's Rava. Rava is when that he says, there's got to be someone staying in the Beis Medrash. Someone has to be manning the ship. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. You need both of those. So, Avram Avinu had to somehow, he had to find a way to gather in the neshama of Rava. Where is he getting the neshama of Rava from? He is Abaye, Avram Avinu. Abaye says, go out. Avram went out. Who is the one that's going to stay in? Avram Avinu, when he went, as the pasuk said, by Lot, the Arizal brings, Ruchushoi ben Achi, which means he gathered the rechush, the all of the possessions, ben ochi, which the Arizal says is Oisiois Rava. What is Rava doing here? So he explained. Abaye is the way, there's the behavior of Avram Avinu. Is go out, be makarev, do all that. But there's another important personality and dimension, which is the Bechina of Rava, is who's staying in the Beis Medrash, who's here, who's keeping the standard high. That's going to be the Sherish of Rava, the Neshama of Rava. That Avram Avinu somehow was being poide, or he was trying to bring back when he took Rechushai ben Achi, which is the Rosh Tevis of Rava. We have a similar type of dynamic. Chofetz Chaim says, in the two personalities of Kalev and Yehoshua, Amar Chofetz Chaim, that what was the difference between Kalev and Yehoshua? Both of them were there and were objecting to the mistakes of the Meraglim. Aval, the Chofetz Chaim says the following thing. He says, Kalev had the type of personality, or his mahalach was, let me try to befriend these people. Let me try to get into their inner circle. And then I'll try to be meroim in them. I'll try to be makar of them. That was Kalev's approach. Yehoshua had a different approach. Yehoshua's approach was that any time that he saw anything that was wrong, he right away, he told them off, and he was very confrontational with them from the very beginning. And the two of them had different approaches. It was like good guy, bad guy, good cop, bad cop. Which is that Kalev was trying to befriend them and try to commiserate with them. And Yehoshua from the very beginning says, you guys are wrong, you're making a mistake. He was protecting himself. And if you look at the different things, for example, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Yehoshua bracha, koyo yishiyachem yatzis ha-meraglim. Yeshua's life was in danger, because he constantly, there's flare-ups between him and the meraglim. Kalev's life wasn't in danger. However, when they came back, the meraglim didn't even let Yehoshua speak. Kalev, they let speak. Vayas, Kalev is home. Because they felt better about Kalev. They felt closer to Kalev. Lemaisa, neither one worked. Because if you're not interested, so then every angle that anyone could go, it's not going to work. A person's got to want to do it on his own. But one thing that the Maral says is that Avram Avinu, his mahalich is dangerous, says the Maral. Avram Avinu's mahalich is dangerous. Why? Because if you're going to be busy with other people and you're not protecting yourself, you're exposing yourself to perhaps losing what your sensitivities are. And a person is exposing himself to perhaps losing his own values and standard. And that's why we say in Shmon Esrei, Mogen Avraham, the protector of Avraham. Why does Avraham need a protector? More than Yitzchak or Yaakov? Avram needs a protector, says the Maral, because Avram Avinu is doing Kiruv. And you bring Kiruv, you bring people into your home, and you try to be nice to them, and the conversation at the table is not the way you'd like it to be, and the things that they're talking about, everything, and just when you interact with them, it can bring you down. Avram Avinu needs special protection. He needs special protection. So there's no question that we speak about Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chai. There's two mahalchim. But one thing's for sure, in order for us to even have a vision of ever trying to accomplish what Avraham Avinu accomplishes, first we have to start with a foundation. The foundation has to be rock solid. Before a person can dream of being an Abaye, he has to start with a Rova. Rova is being here in the Beis Medrash and establishing yourself, grounding yourself, filling yourself with the right perspective and the right priorities, and understanding all of the depths of Torah. Then a person can step out afterwards, if so he chooses, to be like Avraham Avinu, to create a renaissance, to create a revolution, to start and help other people and bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with these two different personalities, will be zoicha, that the ship will still be manned, we'll have people sitting and learning Torah in the Beis Medrash, we'll have people trying to help others that are trying to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll zoicha to Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Mheirav Yameinu, Amen.